Yeah. I don't hear anything now.
It's kind of low. I'm hearing like a harmonica in the background.
For me?
No, I can hear Ed. It's about 5% of volume. But I can still hear him there.
I don't hear anything. Oh, well. I hope they hear me.
They will. It's another line they patch in.
Yeah.
Have to patch that line in.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I hear it now.
Yeah. Anything for a theme today? Yeah, we could call it like Wake Up Monday or something, you know?
Yeah, I did want to clear what they call Manic Monday feeling. That's an actual term, Manic Monday. And
no.
Also, there's a, I get a sense that people are feeling there's just not enough time to do the clearing between the Ascension 2012 barcodes and the 40 drop-down boxes on the nano, the deactivation.
How long? It's on for a month, though, isn't it?
For a month, but it's just the time to do the clearings and the time, because you have to take it slow. So it needs to really kind of be, it's just all the clearings that people have, the time to do those big clearings.
Okay, so how do you think we could correct something like that?
Well,
hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here again. And today is Monday. And the date is June 4th, 2012. And thank you, Larry. He's our timekeeper. Keeps time. So if you have any problems with time, maybe it's Larry. No. He's probably laughing, I hope. So anyway. Let's do a clearing for people who got lost in time. Sound a little weird, but maybe you had planned to do 10 things during the weekend here, and time took you over, and you only got 4 things done out of the 10. So now you're on Monday, and maybe you only have the weekend to do your things. So now it's getting backed up. So let's do a clearing for that to get rid of that anxiety. And the maybe the fear and maybe the anger that you may have, possibly, for not completing what you wanted to do during the weekend. Remember, as we're getting more into 2012 near the end, I think the time, I can't swear to, but the time seems to be going by a little quicker. I could be wrong, but that's kind of what I'm hearing from people. And even though we're at a long time now with the days, what is it? The longest day is the 21st of this month of the year, and the shortest is December 21st, I think. So we're getting into the longest day, and are you actually feeling a long day coming, you know? That's only a little ways away from us here. So let's do anxiety for you not being able to complete what you wanted to do for the weekend here. So here we go. One. Think of a situation, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still need some more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do the one which would be the fear, and then we'll do anger. So fear probably would just kind of stem from, you know, wanting to do something, you couldn't do it. Maybe you have anxiety with a little bit of fear attached to it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do the anger portion of that. Here we go. So, anger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And have a clearing, like Yield mentioned it here. And I have a set sequence timing clearing. And so what that does is put everything back into order according to maybe what you would like to do. So this kind of reconnects you so that you're more in sync with life. So let's kind of do that clearing. We'll do it for Saturday. I don't normally talk about this clearing, but here we go. 1, put you into the moment. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see if Kathy's out there, and we can do some other samples, and we'll see how everybody else is doing. So back to you, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Today is Monday, June 4th, 2012. Thanks so much for those clearings, Ron. Short on time, fear, anger, all those are things that we feel all the time. And if you felt them, then maybe we can help you with finding some clearings, which Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com. And you might want to check it out and follow along the top of the page for the different healings he offers and the intensives and the weekly clearings just by clicking on the top of the page where it says upcoming events or conference calls or special weekly clearings. Those will take you to some of the clearings that he discusses in addition to the search box and the little book with the red cross on it. So on the fast chat, Ron, today, some people are saying that they really would like, I guess they heard me saying something about Manic Monday when we were getting just about to start the show. And so Walter is asking for a Manic Monday clearing. And I guess a lot of people are just feeling a little bit pressured.
Let's do a healing here for being pressured. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, being pressured. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. We can see what else you may need. I have a question here from Marianne. It's probably a really good question because it says, when you do clearings online, will it work if you're not at home? So I normally stress that you need to be in the room or maybe in the house with the computer turned on with the light being up. So If you're not home, is it still going to work? Well, the gray sky clearings will work. Different clearings will work, but normally ones for you will not if you're not there. But, everybody listen, we talked about having a photograph of you in front of your computer with it turned on. So you want your screen to be lit up, and you might just get a little picture frame holder and put your picture facing the light beam, and it will work. Because you have that resonance. That is you. So that will work that way, and you're doing yourself as an absentee person. But yes, it will work that way. And not being home, though, without a picture of you, then the light beam will work in the room, clear energies out, but if you're not there, it's not going to really clear you because your energy is not in the room. That's the way it works. So hopefully I answered that question okay, but get a picture. Put it up in front of your computer. That would work very nicely. And you can even do that when you're at work. You know, if you're going to work and you want to, maybe you don't feel well and you want to be in the now all the time to get your energy back, you can do that. Maybe you have a problem emotionally that day. You already have the unlimited emotional clearing. Just get on there and run that clearing, you know. That's one way to do it. You could even do timeline crashes on yourself. I just don't know how you could do a lot of those on a timeline crash. I guess you could just put the timer up for a long time and let it go. So I guess I'll see if you have any other ideas about that, Ann.
I think that best thing to do, what works for me is, since I've heard about the photo, is Marianne, I've been taping my photo to my chair. My chair sits right in front of my computer, my monitor. And then when I get up, no matter where I am, at least my photo's there. And sometimes you have to get up suddenly and can't remember to, if you have a laptop or a computer, you can't always take it with you. So that way it's a guarantee. I have my photo wherever my laptop is. And it's not necessarily always right in front of the monitor. I just put it there, and I tell the light beams, okay, this is me. And this is me even if I'm not here physically. So that's what I do, and it seems to work. And then for the timeline crash, Ron, I hope this is right, but I set mine for 999 minutes and let it go. And I put my name on the top, and I put on the top next to my name, I put repeat parts 1 through 3 so that they know to go through all the parts. The timeline crashes have 3 parts. They go through all the parts and start over again during that time. How's that sound?
Yep, sounds good.
Well, we have some other questions and comments here, Ron. Can I get to them now, or did you have something else you wanted to bring up?
Well, we could do, we're still early on the show, so I'd like to do a clearing for the nanotechnology energy, see if that helps people. And then also we could do one maybe for detox water. So everybody get a glass of water, and maybe around a quarter after or so, 5 minutes or so, we'll do that clearing if somebody calls in or something. But we'll do that shortly. Oh, go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, so Milton's just wanting to clarify, if the light beam can see the photo, will it work regardless of the distance?
Yes, it will. Well, I would put it, that's a good question. I would have it in front of your computer, okay? Like if you were sitting there yourself, a couple feet away or something. So if you have a picture of you on the wall, 10 feet away, I would not think it would work that way. So you'd want to get your picture just like you were there in front of your computer, while I put it on the table in front of it or something. So that's what I would do.
Okay, great. And Marianne saying thank you, and she appreciated that advice. And Heal, who asked for the set sequence timing clearing, says she's been doing this for a year or so, and she thanks you for that clearing. And Ed had a question, and this is kind of rolled off my screen here, so let me look for it, Ed. In the meantime, everyone get their water, and let's see here. And oh, Larry's saying ho ho. And oh, Liz was asking if she could have a clearing for sadness. She thinks she has entities causing sadness. Could you clarify that for her, Ron, and help clear her sadness today?
Okay, entities do cause that. So remember, you could have had entities over the weekend. So coming into you too, making you less productive. So here we go. Sadness entities being released. This will work for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think Ed had something to do with the workman. So what it sounded like, that maybe he's maybe hired somebody to do some work and they're not responsible or not showing up on time. That's what I would kind of get out of that. So, you know, they could have an entity in them that doesn't want to be punctual or even to do the work. Oh, just, or it could even be a clone doing that. It's too bad we don't have control where we could slam dunk a clone that, you know, would be smarter, you know, or punctual. Okay, clone, you're out of there. New one comes in now. Okay, so that's what it, that can be very frustrating. Well, so let's get out of the clone. Let's get the clones out of people here real quick that are not very intelligent or stupid or something like that. That are making you more brain dead. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, and Shannon, Milton, and Ginger are saying they really appreciated that set timing sequence clearing. It seemed like time had sped up and that they were off their schedule. And so appreciate that. And Heal is asking if well, she's wishing for object clearing and food and beverage clearing to be unlimited as well. They're not unlimited now. They have to be reordered either by the month or by the object or maybe by the day. Let's see. So Shannon's suggesting to tape your photo to a liter bottle and put it in front of the monitor.
That's good. Yeah, great. Yep, that'll work.
So, Marianne, thanking everyone
some water
for the
now. What? Let's do some detox here. We could do detox for radiation if you like. We're yawning, so we could do the newest one, I guess, the radiation from Japan. Here we go. Nuclear problem there. So let's release that from us here. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Zombie clones. That's good. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you, Liz. I just put them on the fast chat here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to get some detox water here. So I just cleared the energy. Let's get detox now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Enjoy your water. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Jeremiah is asking to pay for the half price special, and I believe he's talking about the whole life clearings. Should I just make a donation? He's wondering what mechanism he can do to indicate that he'd like the half price special.
And what you'd have to do then is, since you won't get the codes that way, you have to let me know what clearing you'd like to have. We match them one for one. So let me know which one you had and which one you want to have for half price. And that way I can email you the codes for that. And the donation is fine on the website. Just indicate, you know, when you did that. And that's fine. So that's one way to do that easily. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and earlier you got a question about the Now Detox Clearing. And Steve, New York City, was wondering if the Nano Detox Clearing will be essential for ascension preparation.
Okay. What clearing is that?
The Nano Detox Clearing, the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing.
I don't know if it's going to help for ascension or not. I imagine anything that you do could. All I know, it could make you feel better. So my way of thinking would be, if you're not in good health, then the last thing you're going to think about is doing anything for ascension. So, you know, I don't think that they put codes into that stuff that would take you off planet. We already got a lot of that covered already, so I don't think it's going to be any worse than what you already have. So the main thing is just keep yourself more fully conscious. So that's about all I can say on that here. But it just prevents or helps, I guess, to take away all these hundreds of years of stuff stored in the body that now you're choosing, that they out there are choosing to activate to give people poor health, make them listed like zombies. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'm trying to read your question here, Heal 321. She writes, she was referring to the food and water and object activation clearing because it seems he or she is going to be away for a week and will not have a computer for object clearing. So wanted unlimited so that he or she can set it like absentee. So what would you have to say to that?
As long as you have a computer up and you do anything in front of the computer, that would work. So no computer access. Okay. Wait for the clearing, but don't have. Well, just let me know if you're unable to do something. And I'll see if I can send the time out some way to you, okay? Right now, the codes are changing, I believe, on some of the clearings because they were set up to end at the end of last month. So a few of them may not be working this moment. I contacted the webmaster, so they'll be put back into place again. So we got to see how to do that. So anyway, that's all works right now. But for doing something like she's asking, I'll have to see what I can do. you probably all have that concern. I bought this clearing, but, you know, I'm going to see my grandmother Mabel, and she doesn't have a computer, and I can't bring mine with because I have a big one that's, you know, desktop, and I can't take it with me, and what do I do? So, yeah, I can figure out some way, something I'm sure. Just let me know because, yeah, you do want to have that time to do clearings. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Jeremiah, whose question you answered about the half-price special, he just wrote in again. He wants to know, how do I make the payment? So if I may, Ron, I can suggest to him how I do it and might help.
That'd be fine. I mean, he wants to know if he has to do a donation or not, but you use PayPal. Go and just use PayPal, and you can go into donations.
Yeah.
And put it in there, but I need to know which one you want to have so I can send it to you. But the PayPal, if you don't, you should have PayPal, I would assume. If not, I have people who do come on calls and things, and I get checks, so I have to connect with them to give them the information also. So, if you want to add more, you can go ahead.
Well, this is what you were saying. I do the PayPal. I've calculated myself, Jeremiah. I make the payment through PayPal on the donation button. Then when I get the email receipt, I forward that to Ron with a note on the top, noting what the donation was for and qualifying myself for the half-price special. And then I ask him to send me, if it's approved, the username and password for the specific clearing. And so that makes it clear because he can look right down and see it was paid. And he can see if it was paid right. So that makes it real easy. It's just a two-step thing instead of having to do back and forth. All right. So another question. Will the Century clearing be placed on the website soon?
I'll find out.
You'll find out. Okay, yes, I know that the webmaster is very busy, and we really appreciate the webmaster updating the website and also adding the latest clearing, the nano detox clearing. Ron, someone's asking how many death barcodes they have. Is it possible to answer that here and now?
Yeah, I'll answer one person, so go ahead. Who is the person?
The person's name is Shelley.
Six.
Thank you. Okay, so Shelly, you'll probably have that clearing and ready to go. Let's see. So I'm not seeing really very many questions here right now. So maybe you can make a few announcements about some upcoming dates and the intensive, Ron.
So our intensive is starting again this coming Saturday. Or our conference call starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and that would equate to 4 o'clock Eastern. And then we have our 8-hour calls starting the Sunday after that, which will be 6 days away from now. And it's the 10th, 17th, 24th, when we get rid of the alien critters. So here we go. We can do that right now for people. And let's clear out. We'll do the stuff that crawls underneath your skin. So here we go. It can make your skin even itch. So one. Oh boy! Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll see how people are doing with that there. Let's see about, let's slow down some time here for people. So here we go. We're going to slow time down. Find a timeline out there that, remember, everything's controlled by programs and the time. So we'll find a timeline that slows us down right now so we can cover more stuff in this next half an hour. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now you should be a little slower, and maybe your speech will start to slow down. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks. Larry's asking about entities that meddle. I don't know if this is in relation to somebody else's. Then he asked it again. Entities. He had a question on spirits that meddle and information.
Well, yeah, I would think that could be very common, especially entities that like to gossip. So, remember, they got to get energy. So, if they go to their gossip club, once a week, they can get a lot of energy and get charged up. So that's what they do also, To do a sample here, let's do an entity release for something that keeps recycling its thoughts in you. This is like a mind loop clearing, but this would be an entity who does it. So you need to think of something that you do all the time that you keep recycling, and the thoughts keep coming to you. And maybe the entity wants to do this. So here we go. Think of that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see what that does for everybody. It's like Steve is asking what the clone call is like. The three calls that we have dealing with the specialty things, entities, courting, and the clone replicas being released. If you didn't know what the title of that particular conference call was, it would all sound about the same. And we're taking away clones from different locations of your body and maybe body organs. So this is what we're doing because they attach to us various ways. So this is kind of what the calls are all about, just has a different heading. But the shows sound pretty similar. And we could do a sample here of the entity one, like we just got through doing. So we'll do what we normally do on the call, sort of. And we'll take entities away that are dealing with your neck, normally different body locations. And then people at times will also input what they like to have released, too. So this is a neck entity. So one, getting rid of them, ones that we can. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if your neck is feeling better by having the entities that were connected to your neck, where maybe you had some pain once upon a time, or even pain now. We'll do a decording of your neck, okay? And this is where people connect to you, taking away your life force energy. Here we go. And maybe you connected to somebody else's neck, and now it's going to relate back to your neck. Never know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do a cloning one. And these will only work on this particular live program here. They will not work on the archives. So here we go. You might feel energy, though, but you feel peace energy if you're listening to an archive. So here we go. This will be for own replicas having a neck problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's what the three calls are about, and they're all beneficial. So back to you, Kathy.
The clearing you did for the neck entities and the entities has gotten some nice responses, especially from Shannon, Cindy, Janice. They all felt that in their neck, and it feels much looser now, and the kink is gone. And Cindy says, thanks so much. She wants to know if she can use that special healings clearing. How can she use the special healings clearing?
Okay, the special one is normally set up for whole lifetime clearings. And so if you have an issue we don't have listed on the website, then you can use a special clearing just to import that issue and do a whole lifetime clearing on it. That's why we have a special clearing. And it can also be for maybe an illness that somebody could have also where we don't have it listed. And you can go in there and maybe run it, you know, and just see if that tends to help you. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and let's see. Heal 321 is asking about, is it possible to do a timeline crash for a past event, such as the crystal skulls on 6-1, June 1st?
Okay, sure. Here we go. So going back this year, and 6-1, here we go. Timeline crash. Get them off our timeline. So they may be on your timeline, but I don't know if they're on mine or not. Okay? So we'll just get them off the timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So doing pretty well since we slowed time down. Did that about 28 after. And now it's 36. And it seems like we're getting a lot more covered. Back to you, Kathy.
Now that you mention it, I actually feel a lot more relaxed, less frantic. Question about a clearing. Shannon did the curses, hexes, and spells, and she apparently did it for finding a job, and she wondered if her job curse had been lifted. Can you please see that for her, Ron?
It looks like it has been. Yeah, I don't pick up any energy on that. So it worked.
Okay, great.
Let's do a clearing Let's get another glass of water, everybody, and we'll do another water activation for people. So get one more glass, and we'll do something maybe in a couple of minutes or so. Let's bring in an oxygen that we can breathe here. This will be, we'll take away the alien oxygen stuff that we have on the website here. You go on that clearing, and it can take away the harmful ingredients that the aliens put into the oxygen. So we'll do that right now for your breathing, and then after that we'll get some water, kind of like a detox water. I'll see what that's going to look like in a minute here. So here we go. This will be just like you have on the website when you go to it, for the oxygen, alien oxygen removal. Here we go. So one, two, three. I'm going to take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. So, how are you guys feeling? We could probably have a caller if anybody wants to call in. That'd be great. Back to you, Kathy.
Stephen, New York was asking if you were going to detoxify the water during the 8-hour intensives, which starts Saturday, June 9th.
Probably. I know. Everyone that I do is in the moment, so we do detox waters, yes. We do lots of waters.
Okay, great. So if he happens to be on the call and you come on the line, can he request that?
Yeah, if there's an open space. Normally I just put it on mute. I do watch emails. If you want to send me an email for something like that, I'll check that out also. Let's see here. I guess the question is, on the special healing, can you use it for more than one issue? I never thought of having more than one on that one. That's probably why we have the unlimited on it, so you can put in many issues. I put that clearing up mainly for people who have a situation or something that that's just special. Maybe it's just a one-time thing and they want to do that. So I would say probably do the one and then get the unlimited and go in there and do other issues. The body jump start probably would go hand in hand with that. But I just don't know what the issue would be. I mainly did the special for body stuff, physical problems, but it could be used for other things too. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I'm looking at the fast chat here, and let's see, I'm trying to find some more questions. Looks like another person would appreciate having their barcodes read. Michaela is wondering how many barcodes she has.
Yeah, so I've seen people with different issues coming forth on barcodes. So I'm picking up 3 and 8. And one person happened to have an emotional body, I think, that was carrying some of the barcodes over from somebody else. And that was pretty weird, which I haven't seen before. But I am picking up two of the numbers. 3 and 8. So I would probably do 8 of them. Back to you.
Thanks. And Shelly's asking also if she can still buy the body jump start that had a limited amount of time. It was 3 months, I think.
Yeah, I think it's resetting probably now or this week or something. So I believe that it probably is in the reset mode. It resets every quarter, I think. So right now we're at that quarter time. So just get it. If it doesn't work, send me an email. But it should be getting reset, or is reset, so it'll go off in probably 3 months from now. Back to you, Kathy.
Jeremiah is asking if the phone number, the conference call number for the intensives that are held on Saturdays and Sundays, are they long distance or toll-free? So that might be interesting for everybody to know who hasn't experienced that yet.
Well, in the United States, it would not be a, it would probably be a toll call. It's a 559 number. And it's the same number used for Canada. If you're in other countries, then it could be a different number. I think most people, not everybody that gets on these calls, already has typically unlimited long distance calling. Person in Canada was using Magic Jack, and that would not always work. Also, I don't know what that problem was, but it would work, and it wouldn't work, I guess. Well, I don't know what else to say, but it is a 559 number, and well, that would typically be a toll call, but I think most people have unlimited calling. I think it costs about, I don't know, $15, $20 a month to do. From there, you know, I know people use calling cards. I think it's like maybe any a minute or something like that. Other than that, that's what all I can say. There is a list that has, if you're out of country, there are different, I think it's like maybe a dozen or so countries that do have numbers you call in on. Out of the U.S. and Canada. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Steve is trying to assist by saying that it does eat the cell phone minutes. However, some people do have the internet phone, and so that would be included. Would be free if you had an internet phone. Otherwise, it will not be free. And Shannon has a question about the Earth Protection Timeline crash. She's wondering how much that timeline crash has helped the Earth.
I don't have any idea right now. No, it is helping, but I don't have any information this particular moment on that. So I know the Earth Spirit actually left here probably about 2 months ago. Came back for a short time with about maybe 10% of its energy, I believe. I think that might be correct, and then it left. So I think it's just having some R&R done on it. Or maybe it could only regain maybe a fourth of its energy, and that's about all that it could find out there. I don't know. But right now, not here, but that clearing, I'm sure, is helping out immensely. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Let's see. I'm looking for some more questions here in the fast chat. I guess Shelley has one asking about, is it common to feel your third eye tighten when you're doing a clearing?
Everybody's body is different, so it's hard to say what that would be. I just don't know. As the third eye is your intuition, but that's still, you know, I don't know how to explain that one. We could do water charging here if you want to do some more. And we're going to do something here. Let's see here, some type of oxygen. Let's do some O2 water. Okay? Oh, here we go. One, We could do some of that peaceful, restful sleeping water if you're going to bed and you're back east or something. It's about 8
Yeah, somebody
o'clock.
requested that. That would be good. It was requested.
Okay, so peaceful, sleepful,
Restful.
restful drinking water. Here we go. So one, hold your water. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. That should help everybody. So have that when you go to sleep tonight or before you go to sleep. It should relax your body. I think it probably will work within maybe 15 minutes. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. On that clearing you did, or no, the death barcode you did for Shelley or Michaela, you thought that there was maybe three or eight on her. Heal 321 is asking if that was because they're corded, or is it a soul family member?
Ah, that's good. Yeah, it could be a soul family member hopping into the body. So that could be what it could be. That's what I would tend to look at. Maybe something else hopped in and is bringing these bad experiences. That's good. Back to you, rats.
Okay. Let's see. Heal would like you to explain how to do the water absentee. If I'm reading this right, it's all broken up. Sorry, Heal, if I'm not. Heal 321. How to explain how the absentee, how it works. Absentee doing the water, she says, including the water.
Well, you'd want to put the water in front of your computer and probably, like if you're going on the call that we have on Wednesdays, where we do seven containers of water, then mark them one through seven, have them in front of your computer. And, well, wait a minute. Yeah, you want the light beam to be on it. So you'd probably also want to have the phone on, but I haven't ever been asked that question before at absentee. It would work if you wanted to do the computer and leave the light beam up. That would work. And they just get on, have the, you pay for the call naturally and get on it, and then they'll be activated when we start doing it. That would work that way, yes.
Great. I've been doing that myself and trusting that it works, with keeping my fingers crossed. And when I come back, the water does taste pretty good, like it was charged with light codes. And then she's at Heal's asking or adding, put this photo on the water as well.
You could do
Ah.
that. Have more than one photo, of yourself. That would work too.
Sure. Thanks. Ron, we have a letter here from CLS Questions. About the gray sky clearing. Can I read part of it?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. Yeah, wonderful.
Okay. On CLS Questions, there was some feedback sent regarding the gray sky clearing. The person wrote, they tried it on a cloudy day, they were working in the yard, and it worked. They put their name in for the clearing, waited about 10 minutes, and then the sun started shining on their house and the rest of the block. And then within about 10 minutes, the clouds covered the house again, so reran the clearing, and again the clouds went away. And then another time, this person tried the gray sky clearing during a bad thunderstorm with chances of tornadoes. So they typed in the name of their town, and again, within minutes, the thunder trailed off, it got quiet, the lightning flashes diminished off to the east, and the rain tapered out. And then another time they tried it, well, there was a really bad storm in Kansas, and he or she put the clearing up, and the storm went over to another direction. It wound down, and they were able to go out to have dinner, and they were the only ones in the restaurant because everybody was hovering from the storm. So the person is writing how wonderfully it worked. There were many storm bands rolling by that evening, they write, a few miles away. None over us, as they kept the light being on the screen while they slept. So they said, thank you very much. Somebody from Kansas. Thank you very much for that letter. We really appreciate reading how these clearings work. And someone had mentioned the Earth Protection Timeline crash, and now here's the gray skies clearing that are free on the website, creationlightsoup.com, over on the left side. So that's probably a good clearing to have up all the time, because, Ron, you had designed that clearing for the purpose of, well, maybe you should explain that a little bit. People can continue to use it.
Yeah, the gray sky is actually the code name military was using in the underground, we'll call it, to get rid of the aliens that were trying to come into our timeline here. So that was the actual, I don't know if it would be secret or top secret. You know, for me, it's just words, you know. I'm not under any of those restraints. But that was what they were running that campaign for. That's what it was called. So from there, we put the clearing up because noticing that all of a sudden you got gray skies. First it was the ship clouds, and then they wanted to bring in more ship clouds, but they wanted to camouflage them with the gray sky in front of it. So by putting that clearing up, it gets rid of the gray sky and what's behind there and whatever else is up there coming into our realm of consciousness here on our timeline to cause us problems. That's why I put the clearing up to get these things out of here. The light ship takes them out. Oh, that's the way it works. Our time is coming to a close here. And a nice half an hour, basically. The last half is slower. I could probably hold that for a little bit here, maybe another hour if you want. Feel a little more relaxed. Notice you probably are more relaxed than what you were an hour ago. Our next program is on Wednesday on BBS, 7 o'clock, so we have three shows after this one. This one's at 4. The other ones are all at 7. We're on Station 1 again on Wednesday, and then Friday and Saturday at Station 2. Go to the light ship on Saturday. So I guess we'll see everybody later. I have another call coming on here, another program on the top of the website on the right-hand side. You can that'll be about an hour from now. So we'll see you later, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy, for coming on today.
Thank you, too, Ron, for the detoxified water. Bye.